I'm Liam Connors with this VPR News. 4 years after Tropical Storm Irene devastated central and southern Vermont, federal officials have identified nearly 900 properties in Bennington County as being in high-risk areas for future floods. As VPR's Andrew McKeever reports, property owners now have a three-month window to buy flood insurance before the cost of coverage will increase.
Flood hazard zones in Bennington County have been under review by federal and state officials. A new map showing areas now identified as high risk are ready to be rolled out and take effect in December. At recent meetings, FEMA and the state briefed property owners on whether they should acquire or update a flood insurance policy. John Cullinan of Sunderland has property that was previously determined to be in a flood hazard area, but he's taking issue with that assessment.
I say no, FEMA says yes. And so it is a matter of discussion and going through the technological assays that they have, plus the fact that they have better maps coming out in a shorter period of time. And at that particular point, it can be addressed whether I am or not in my own personal situation. And of course, many other people are impacted in that same manner.
The state and federal experts set up their laptops and reviewed maps with interested property owners. For those now considered to be in a newly drawn high-risk flood hazard zone around the county, there's a window of opportunity to acquire flood hazard insurance at reduced rates up until December 2nd. Ned Swanberg is the mapping and planning coordinator for the Agency of Natural Resources Rivers Program. He says flood insurance is required if you live in a higher-risk area and you carry a mortgage on your property.
The key thing that we're trying to get across today is to reach people that are in a building that until now has been shown to be at low risk, and the new map, which comes out in December, shows it to be at a higher risk. And these people have an opportunity just now, before the map becomes effective, to get flood insurance under the old low risk rate.
Property owners will get a break on the price and in effect have their properties grandfathered for insurance purposes. But Craig Powers of the Shaw Insurance Agency in Manchester says they need to act quickly.
There's tremendous amounts of regulations and rules that go along with obtaining flood insurance coverage and maintaining flood insurance coverage. And those rules change all the time. And trying to stay on top of those rules and regulations are close to impossible. Homeowners need to understand that as those rules change, that if you are in a bad flood zone, you are going to be subject to huge premium increases. Homeowners and other property owners can slow the premium increases over the next 5 to 6 years by purchasing flood insurance before the flood zone maps change. However, time is running out.
Homes built before 1974, when the federal flood mapping began, may qualify for federally subsidized rates if they were constructed before they were considered to be in a high-risk flood zone. All told, nearly 900 properties in Bennington County have been identified as being in a high-risk area, a net increase of about 100 more than were on the earlier maps. Officials say the change can't be attributed to the new data from Irene, since the revisions were underway before the 2011 storm. For VPR News, I'm Andrew McKeever, reporting from Manchester.